Good morning, everyone. It is time to jump into Neon and Beyond. I'm one of your hosts here, Steph McKenzie. I appreciate you taking the time. It's where we're going to get you up close and personal with amazing things that continue to happen here in Southern Nevada, Clark County, your neighborhoods, and throughout the greatest state that is Nevada. And if you're looking to volunteer, if you're looking to join an event, if you're looking for assistance in the next hour, we've got you covered. And of course, we love your emails, so keep them coming. If you have an event coming up, or if you're looking to find out more information of some of the great interviews we have here on Neon and Beyond every Sunday morning, you can keep those emails coming. It's Steph, S-T-E-P-H, at lvradio.com. So a fun event, of course, what we're kicking off with. The Clark County Medical Society Alliance is hosting its annual fundraising fashion show. And I'm going to stop there because I'm going to let these fabulous ladies that are with us today fill in the gaps and all the great things going on. First, co-presidents from the Clark County Medical Society Alliance, Anita Coca is with us. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
And then Annette Safesad, she is also co-president. She is joining us. Good morning. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. We got two A's. You guys are going to make this hard on me and work this morning, aren't you?
Yes.
And then the executive director of Bea Shira Foundation, Ginger Land Van Buren, is with us. Good morning, Ginger.
Well, good morning, Steph. How are you? Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it so much.
We are big supporters of Bea Shira, and this year's fashion show will be benefiting Bea Shira. So we're going to find out everything in between. But Anita, we are going to start with you. Tell us about the Clark County Medical Society Alliance and what you guys are.
Okay, so we've been around for 76 years. We are physicians and physician spouses building a healthier Southern Nevada. Every year, we choose a charity of choice, and this year, Annette and I decided to choose the Bea Shira Foundation, which aids victims of human trafficking, women and children under the age of 25 that have been battered, abused, and or exploited here in Las Vegas. So we're really happy to give back to a local nonprofit this year.
I love that you guys do that. You know, we've had the Clark County Medical Society Alliance on with so many great things you do. This is one of so many things. But for everyone listening this morning, when you're saying keeping people healthy, are you jumping into nonprofit organizations, or what more does that mean?
So basically, Clark County Medical Society Alliance, they choose a charity of choice, and then that's medically related. And so all of the fundraising efforts goes towards that.
I love that. I just want everyone to know that. And your website is ccmsa-lv.org, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. I just want everyone to know that because we're going to talk about so much great things that are going on in the next few minutes. And Anita, what is your part? Why is this important to you this year with the Bea Shira?
I've actually been with Bea Shira Foundation for almost 10 years. I sit on the advisory board currently, and I'm so happy that my co-president also had the same vision to help, the Bea Shira Foundation as well.
Awesome. And Annette, we are going to swing it over to you. Annette Safesad, mm-hmm. She is here with us as well as a co-president from the Clark County Medical Society Alliance. How excited are you for this year and charity-wise?
I'm very excited, and we are having this great event coming on April 17. It's our fashion show at the Durango Casino and Resort, and we are going to be beneficiating via Shira Foundation. My co-president, Anita Coca, she's been part of the board for many years, and we are very happy to help Bea Shira Foundation this year.
All right, and I'm not sure which one of you fabulous ladies wants to answer this, but we are able to buy tickets because you're talking fashion show. This is going to be amazing, and at the Durango Casino and Resort. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
How do we get tickets?
You can go to our... Go ahead, Anita.
No, go ahead.
can go to our website, ccmsalb.org, and ccmsa-lb.org, and you can go there and buy the tickets.
All right. And this is coming up on April 17th. What time is the event kickoff?
It starts at 10:30?
10 a.m.
I mean, 11? Yes, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yes, it goes from 10 to 2. We have an amazing silent auction. We have some beautiful items to bid on. We're going to go live in about a week, so people can start bidding on those items. Our fashion house is Vasari, which is located in Tivoli Village.
I love Vasari.
Yeah. Artie Nosebody is amazing. He is a huge supporter of the Be a Shiro Foundation, and we are so blessed to have him, as our fashion house. He's going to be bringing such beautiful lines, spring collections from Europe. So we're super excited. We're actually having an in-store shopping event this Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. inside Vasari. So if anybody's able to make it, we would love to have you. 20% of the proceeds go back to the Be a Shiro Foundation. So we hope to see you all there.
Okay, and so before we swing it over to Be a Shiro, are you guys having like a theme, or is it just going to be all fashions of all types?
Yes, all types.
Old fashion,
he has many
old
famous
fashion
makers.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
You know, sometimes, because I've been to a few fashion shows, you know, you might get the work casual or the workout casual or the mom. So I just wanted to know what they were going to be featuring.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we're
going to
be very fashionable.
Fashionable. We'll go with that.
Anything from bathing suits, handbags, jewelry to corporate attire, gala, you know, gowns. He has it all. He really, truly has it all.
He really does. All right. So yes, coming up here on Neon and Beyond this morning, we are talking with Anita Coca and Annette Safesad, and they are both co-presidents with the Clark County Medical Society Alliance. You can find out all about them and get tickets to this amazing fashion show at ccmsa-lv.org, and all about the 23rd annual fashion show luncheon supporting Las Vegas human trafficking victims. That's coming up April 17th. And of course, benefiting Be a Shiro. And Ginger Lan Van Buren is with us. Ginger, how excited are you for this?
You know, this is a year in the making. You know, the Clark County Medical Society Association, they are so incredible. They picked us like last year. So not only is this fashion show like the culmination of all of the work that we've been doing together all year long, but you know, they have been fundraising for us and for their scholarship program, helping young people in the medical field all year long. So this is a really big event for them and, of course, for us. But their organization works around the year, these ladies do, raising funds and helping the community. So it's a fantastic culmination of all of the work that we have put in, and these two ladies specifically with their team leading them have really done for our community this entire year.
Well, I love that they are spotlighting Be a Shiro. And Ginger, you've got to tell us, you know, a little bit about you guys, because you guys have grown leaps and bounds. And I just think of, you know, the top three things that really plague the valley and the way that this valley has come together and held hands to really change that. Because I know, as someone who lives here and loves Las Vegas, I hate it. I love our city, but I hate that part of it. But man, Be a Shiro has really, really just dove into this cause so much.
You know, it has. And Anita's been here from about the beginning, 10 years ago, where it's our official 10-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
I know, right? When Kimberly Miles, our founder, started the Be a Shiro Foundation. She, of course, is a survivor of child trafficking. So she came here, you know, has an incredible business and is a leader in our community, and she just wanted to be able to give back. She had been donating her time to a lot of other organizations, and then she thought, the best way I could help was sort of to create this organization that was a hub that could create a bunch of connections for every organization trying to do some good work, right, in 10 years ago in this field when it was not really talking about and spoken about to the degree that we are brave enough to do that today. She was really a leader and inspired a lot of organizations and, of course, all of us Shiros to do just that. So, you know, we have been supporting girls who are under the age of 25 who have been abused, exploited, and or evicted, right, or homeless. So
right,
all of these young people who are really, really vulnerable. And then you know, in the last few years, especially after COVID, unfortunately, so much went online and so much became much more directed at targeting the innocent, vulnerable, who in that 13, 14, 15 age range, who, you know, might have their first phone now, are starting to get some unsupervised online time, you know, with their Chromebooks and their iPads and all of that. And it just became, you know, a predator's dream, especially here in Las Vegas, where we already have sort of that sex culture. So we stepped up to the plate and really delved our hearts and sweat and tears into trying to combat all of that. So we've got lots of different programs supporting those affected by trafficking, as well as our Shiro Shield program, which really goes out into the community and, you know, any kind of business, community group, teen group, middle school group. I'm out there and I am teaching youngsters in the community all about anti-trafficking awareness and predatory behaviors and red flags and anything that we can. And we'll, of course, do that for anybody who's listening if they are interested in booking a session. Totally free. We come out, we provide it to you, we've got some materials, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I think that is absolutely amazing. And so what's the website so we can get some information on you guys too? And I really encourage schools, businesses, people to do this. It is really eye-opening. You think you know, but I have been there firsthand and seen things, not like you ladies have, but it's very eye-opening and so educational what you guys do.
For us, you can go to shirofoundation.org, very easy, shirofoundation.org, and click on our Shiro Shield tab, and that will get you to be able to book an appointment right then and there. And give me some information about your group so we can tailor it. So I've done anything from a 20-minute quick presentation during a lunchtime for a business to a 90-minute with a Q&A for some health workers. You know, so anything and everything. We've got a bunch of sessions for kids, too, that I can come and talk to, an after-school group, an in-school group, a charter group, any kind of thing. So we've got lots of different programs and sessions built already that I can, you know, create uniquely for anybody that has something specific that they would require.
Well, I think this is really, really a big thing. And I think that to have all these resources, we have got to reach out and we have got to keep doing the best that we can. Bea Shiro is what we're talking about on Neon and Beyond, along with the Clark County Medical Society Alliance. Ginger Land Van Buren, thank you so much for shedding light on what you guys are. And congratulations on being the recipient from this fashion show.
Thank you, and thank you to the Clark County gals. Thank you, Clark County Medical Association Society.
I love it. Yes, the 23rd.
The MSA rules.
No, you got to be excited. It's the 23rd annual Fashion Show Luncheon supporting human trafficking, and more specifically, Be a Shiro. You can find out more about them, and it's shirofoundation.org, right, Ginger?
That is it.
Okay, so go there. And then, of course, amazing Anita Coca has joined us, and Annette Safesad, the co-presidents from Clark County Medical Society Alliance. A lot of work behind this 23rd annual fashion show. You have got to get tickets. Go and see everything going on. Support them. A fun midday event going on, and that's ccmsa-lv.org. Anita Coca, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us. We hope to see everyone at our in-store shopping event tomorrow at Vasari, our fashion house for the Fashion Show Luncheon. The in-store shopping event will be tomorrow between 5 and 7:30 p.m. Hope to see you all there.
Yes, and Annette, thank you so much. Annette Safesad has joined us. Thank you for all your work and, of course, for, you know, giving Bea Shiro even more of spotlight for all of us.
Thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you guys in the fashion show, too.
Awesome. All right. That's going to be April 17th at Durango Casino and Resort, Las Vegas. Bye, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Bye. See you at the fashion show.